أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولما فصلت العير قال أبوهم إني لأجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون قالوا تالله إنك لفي ضلالك القديم فلما أن جاء البشير ألقاه على وجهه فارتد بصيرا قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 94 to 96 of Surah Yusuf. We discussed the brothers came back to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. They did not have the proper funds or sufficient funds. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam disclosed himself. He queried about his father. He was told that the father is blind. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam gave his upper garment to them to place on the face of the father. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the next aspect of it. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam had asked them to bring their father to Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam in Misr, in Egypt. So Allah ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرِ, when the caravan departed that was from Misr, قال أبوهم إني لأجد ريح يوسف لولا أن تفندون. Their father said that certainly I perceive the smell, the fragrance of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, لولا أن تفندوني, if you do not think that I am senile, you do not assume this to be an aspect of senility and I am getting the smell because of other reasons. But he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and this was amongst the mu'jiza of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's brothers are leaving now from Egypt. He is in Kanaan, according to certain narrations, a distance of about 250 miles. 250 miles away he perceives and he gets this fragrance of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. And this is also a very important aspect that we should remember, that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was a few kilometers away when he was thrown into the well. But Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam did not get any, he did not perceive any fragrance, he did not have any knowledge with certainty with regards to Yusuf alayhi salam. So at that time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not want to expose the supernatural feat to Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does it. Some commentators put it in a very beautiful way. He may have lost his eyesight, but of course all other perceptions Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had kept it, and Allah ta'ala had made it even sharper. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. Those around him began to say that certainly you are in your same old era with regards to the life of Yusuf alayhi salam that he is living. You have been wrong in thinking and all of that, and now you still persist on all of that. But Allah Ta'ala then says, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاءَ الْبَشِيرِ, that caravan left Egypt, the caravan comes to Canaan, it now comes to Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam. His sons are in this caravan and they come to Yaqub alayhi salam. Alqahu ala wajhi, falamma anja al bashir, when the bringer of glad tidings had come. The bringer of glad tidings, according to most of the commentators, was that elder brother Yahuda who carried this garment, this kurta of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, and he gave his father the glad tidings about Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's living. He is not dead, he is alive. And he spoke about Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, and the next thing that he did was he took this garment, this kurta, and he placed it on the face of Yaqub alayhi salatu wassalam as per the instruction of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. Fartadda basira, then he became a seeing person. This was the miracle that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through his power and his grace, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had ordered and ordained, and this is what happened. In certain narrations it appears that Yaqub alayhi salam, when he was given the glad tidings about Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam's existence, his living, he asked his sons, how did you leave Yusuf? And they replied that Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam is the king, he is in royalty, he is in charge of the khazainul ard, the treasures of the land. He replied, that is not what I am asking. What I am asking is, what is the state of the iman of my Yusuf? And this leaves us with a very, very important lesson, that whilst we will have some concern about material pursuits, material acquisition, status, all of that could be in the heart and the mind of an individual, but the very fundamental and the very underlining factor should always be with regards to the iman of our children and of course those around us. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ. He said to them then, did I not say to you, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, that certainly I know from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you do not know. And that was with regards to the existence and the living of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the manifestation of Allah's rahmah upon Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, those eyes that he lost because of his crying and his grief for Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reinstates this, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him the glad tidings of Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.